U.S.-funded private security contractors working overseas who are not directly working in support of a U.S. military mission. For example, people working for a foreign corporation in private security. It also wouldn't cover things like assault by beating, striking, or wounding, because those might not be punishable by more than a year in prison were they committed in the United States. But to date, there have only been two prosecutions of contractors under MEJA since it was implemented in 2000. One of those was for a KBR employee who was charged for stabbing a fellow employee in the throat, and another contractor who pled guilty under MEJA to possession of child pornography. Another legal device that might be used is the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which provides for prosecution of those accompanying an armed force in the field. However, applying the UCMJ to civilians has been repeatedly held unconstitutional because of violations of various constitutional rights, including those to a grand jury indictment and a jury trial. Courts have further held that a civilian could only be subject to a court martial during a war formally declared by